So I'm listening to Harry Potter, and I can't remember the full name of the book, but it's the last book, Harry Potter and the Guy Who Dies or something. And I just heard a passage from the book. I think we're probably in chapter 3, whatever the chapter is, it comes after the dinner's end. And they're going through, the narrator is sort of doing a text exploration of the room that Harry is in, reading the newspapers that are laying about, noticing where the newspapers are. There's a letter from Dumbledore, reading that. Where is it laying? What's the condition of the paper, et cetera, et cetera. And it suddenly occurred to me that I've got a great model text for a literacy dig or a text dig for a middle school student in his or her bedroom, where they do the same sort of thing. First you analyze the text, look at what we can tell about the text in Harry's room. Then we ask them to go to their house, or it could be a room in the library, it could be wherever, go to some space, and analyze the texts that are in that space. Where are they, what are the texts doing, how are they functioning, can we tell how some might be valued more than others, et cetera. And the interesting thing would be, of course, that we can expand the definition of text to include multimodal text, either as part of the original tech literacy dig or as a later part of it. First they go through, they identify print text, and then we ask them to go back through and look for other kinds of text that they missed perhaps on their first run through the room because they were using a very traditional print-based notion of what a text is. I think the passage from Harry Potter will be a great model for it because of the way that the narrator reads the text, but also gives background information on where the texts are, how they're being used. For instance, one of the texts is underneath the birdcage. And I just need to get a hold of the book when I get to Virginia, and I think it'll be a pretty fast listen to write. So here I am working when I'm on vacation, and I'm actually in my car coming up with lesson plans. Now, how many people are able to do that kind of an activity? So there you go.